Laser 103.3's Morning Brews. Intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. Friday, we got Buds and Suds. If you like your Pilsners hoppy, you got it at Confluence. Friday, noon o'clock.
You know what else is happening on Friday? We're going to find out the lineup for 8035.
Oh, yes.
That's also happening Friday, because right now we're giving away tickets all week.
It's the mystery box of tickets.
We have no idea who's playing, but you can win your 8035 tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes.
And here's the thing about 8035.
It's going to be good.
Every year, there's at least one band that makes people excited. It's a different band for everyone, and that's the whole point of the festival. It's going to be down at Waterworks Park. We're excited about it. Don't know who's going to be there yet. We know at least one band will make you happy, though. That's our guess.
If you want to win tickets, keep listening. Less than 10 minutes away, you probably should just know the answer. Not right now.
Not right now.
Wait until we tell you. We'll get to the story that I'm so excited about. Like, last night, I saw the trailer and about lost it.
This is a movie I also want to see, so I'm with you on this.
Finally! We'll go see it together.
No, we won't.
Okay. But before that, there's a picture that was taken at the Iowa State Fair that you're going to see on envelopes all across the country. The stamp people, the U.S. Postal Service, is doing a series called Carnival Nights. And over at the Iowa State Fair, I know.
I love Carnival Nights. And I love costumes. I'm intrigued.
Somebody took a picture of the big Ferris wheel at the Iowa State Fair from the ground up. So you see about three quarters of the Ferris wheel, and it is going to be part of Carnival Nights when the series gets released. It was taken by an accomplished photographer, the Des Moines Public Schools communication director. His name is Phil Rader. So it's 10 stamps from different carnivals. Carnival Nights. You'll find it when you go buy your stamps, you know, in the coming months. Carnival Nights.
Thanks for write that time down. I love when our local friends get a little bit of publicity.
That's cool. Like, I mean, you imagine there's how many fairs are there in the country? Hundreds, right? Mm-hmm. And one from the Iowa State Fair, one of the best fairs in the country, gets a photo on a stamp.
All right, we've got two movies to talk about. I'm very excited that there's a new Matrix movie coming
Number
out.
Five is officially moving forward. According to Variety magazine, the people at Warner Brothers have said, let's go ahead and do this. The guy that directed The Martian with Matt Damon and the guy that directed The Cabin in the Woods, his name is Drew Goddard or Goddard, I don't know how. He signed on to play to direct the film. We have no idea if Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are going to be in it.
They have to be in it.
I don't think you can make a Matrix movie without at least Keanu. Well,
you need Neo and Trinity.
I agree with you. So we don't know any plot details, but Warner Brothers said that the director, quote, came to Warner with a new idea that we believe would be an incredible way to continue the Matrix world by both honoring what Lena and Lily, the Wachowskis, began 25 years ago and offering a unique perspective on his own love of the series and characters.
Yes.
So, this is the, okay, we're going to do this. What's next phase for Matrix 5?
My favorite.
I actually liked the last Matrix. You were right about that. The one with Doogie Howser?
Oh, my favorite Matrix, or my favorite movie franchises are Matrix and The Bournes.
Okay.
The Bourne franchise on The Matrix. And so, the
difference, the Bournes never really dropped off.
Saw comes in third.
Terrible.
I'm not losing my horror identity. Don't worry.
Bournes never got worse. Bourne 1, 2, and 3 were all pretty much on par with each other. The Matrix got terrible after 1, and then 4 was better than 2 and 3.
Strongly disagree.
You can't have a story about The Matrix when they're not even in The Matrix. That was the whole plot of number 3.
The movie that we are equally excited about.
Did you like the first Joker movie?
I did, because it was dark.
Dark. If you haven't seen it, Joaquin Phoenix plays the guy who becomes Joker. He's got some serious mental challenges, mental health issues, and his life falls further and further into depression until he becomes the psychopath that is the Joker. Sorry to ruin the spoiler at the end. He becomes the Joker, right? So now Joker 2 is out. How do you say the word?
Folly Adieu,
where now his love interest, the legendary Harley Quinn, played by Lady Gaga, we got our first trailer dropped last night.
We use music to make us whole, to balance the fractures within ourselves.
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
Let's get out of here. I want to see the real you.
It looks incredible. I put the trailer up on the Laser Facebook page. I'll put it up on Twitter and Threads. Don't worry. But it looks awesome. And there is there's a big debate going on in the Joker 2 community where bros are mad because there's going to be a lot of music. Now, it's not a music call, but there's a heavy influence of music that is going to be in this. So if that irks you, sorry, bruh. But it looks so good. Just from the quick trailer, we got 2.5 minutes. What's weird is in this one, if you are familiar with the DC Comics, Harley Quinn is a psychiatrist who takes an interest in the Joker. In this, she appears to be an inmate in the same insane asylum, Arkham Asylum, that the Joker is in.
Folly Adieu.
Arthur Fleck is his name.
French for a shared delusion between two people. You might also know it as a Fall Out Boy album title.
Oh, okay. There you go. It comes out on October 4th. And if you do want to see it, I have the trailer and some 7 things that people noticed on the Facebook page at Laser1033.
Morning Brew is brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com, right there on Thomas Beck Road.